From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. More than 200 people have been killed, 1,400 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is covering the quake.
The northwestern mountainous region of Pakistan suffered the most. It's not a very well developed area, and mostly it's mud houses, and the structures, especially residential structures, are not strong enough to sustain this kind of a shock. Obviously, it will take some time before the authorities come up with some real assessment of exactly what kind of damage that has occurred in that area.
Ayaz Ghul. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Tanzanian election officials say they plan to announce preliminary results Monday from Sunday's election. Ahead of the vote for a new president and parliament, analysts predicted a tight race, but suggested the ruling CCM party would win. Climate change, trade, and maritime cooperation in the South China Sea topped the agenda when Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Mr. Widodo is the first Indonesian leader to visit the United States in a decade. This is VOA News.